It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.
Hey, Army and fellow music fans, I'm Kayla.
And I'm Bethany, and we're the hosts of Standing BTS from the Consequence Podcast Network. We're a bi-weekly show that covers the impact and legacy of K-pop group BTS.
We mix the perfect blend of research and fangirl as we take a deep dive into lyrics during album reviews, theorize over music videos, and keep up with their current events.
No BTS topic is off limits. We welcome everyone into the conversation, whether you're a casual fan, committed ARMY, or someone who's just curious about one of the biggest music groups in the world.
Come chat with us every other Thursday with a new episode wherever podcasts are found.
Welcome to the In Defense of Ska podcast.
There's a lot of like, okay, well, you like ska, name three bands that aren't the Boss Tones.
I'm your host, Aaron Carnes, music journalist and author of the book In Defense of Ska.
And I'm your co-host, Adam Davis, veteran ska musician from the bands Omnigon and Link 8.
On our show, we aim to push back on the mainstream's negative perception of ska music.
There are so many great untold stories throughout the history of ska. The show features interviews with everyone from the Mighty Mighty Boss Tones to Fishbone, Fall Out Boy singer Patrick Stump, and the Police drummer Stuart Copeland. Join us on In Defense of Ska from the Consequence Podcast Network.
There are some things you wouldn't mind being stuck with, like a large unexpected inheritance. An always-on-the-verge-of-death phone that has to be plugged in just right so it charges is not one of those things. Switch to Verizon and we'll pay off your old phone, up to $800 via prepaid MasterCard, so you can get a new one. Just trade in any phone from our top brands on any unlimited plan. With new line on my plan, additional terms apply for trade-in and pay off your phone offer. See Verizon.com for details.
Hey there, it's Kyle Meredith. We're taking a couple weeks off here from the Kyle Meredith With podcast, but I wanted to thank you for listening in this year by sharing some of our favorite interviews from 2023. We'll be back with brand new interviews on January 8th. But for now, let's revisit this incredible artist and one of my favorite interviews of the year, Janelle Monáe.
Consequence Podcast Network.
And welcome to another edition of Kyle Meredith With. It's the interview series presented by WFPK at WFPK.org, Consequence, and the Consequence Podcast Network. Thanks as always for making your way here and checking out the series and the episode. I do hope you hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with all the interviews that we put out. A new one every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's three interviews a week to keep you up to date on your favorite artists and discover the new ones at iTunes and Apple Podcast, at Spotify, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. Recent guests that I've had on this series have included Greta Van Fleet, Ian Hunter from Mott the Hoople. We had Lucinda Williams on here, Nick Hexum of 311, Veruca Salt's Louise Post, Jason Scott Lee to talk about the Bruce Lee story, 30th anniversary of that movie Dragon, the cast of Outlander, Esty Hyam dropped by, Kara Jackson, one of the former National Youth Poet Laureates who has her debut album out. Talked to the band Daughter, actress Golshifteh Farahani about the new movie Extraction 2. Queens of the Stone Ages, Josh Homme, John Roberts from Bob's Burgers. We had Dave Davies of the Kinks, the band Inhaler, Pearl Jam, actor Nico Tortorella, and many more. Those are just a few of the recent episodes that you can hear at the Kyle Meredith With podcast. And that's me, Kyle Meredith. Today, I am so excited about this. I've been a fan since, I think, 2010. Today, I get to talk with Janelle Monáe. She's got a brand new record called The Age of Pleasure that we're going to dig into. We'll talk about the importance of parts of the record, like the opening line. One of the opening lines, anyway, one of the first things you hear is this declaration. She says, "I'm not the same." I want to hear exactly what that might mean in the context of this album. She's got some great guests on the record, including the voices of Grace Jones and Sister Nancy. I definitely want to ask about them. And she had apparently taken some inspiration from choreographer Busby Berkeley. So we're going to hear about that as well. Now, beyond the music, We know Janelle Monáe, also a fantastic actress, has been in some great movies. One of the most recent, of course, she was in Glass Onion just late last year. And she's going to be back in a new A24 series called De La Resistance, as she stars as the dancer Josephine Baker. So we're definitely going to get into that as well, and a whole lot more. So let's do this. We're talking The Age of Pleasure. It's Kyle Meredith with Janelle Monáe.
Hi, how are you?
I'm doing great. Such an honor to talk to you here.
Likewise, likewise.
Let me say, the Age of Pleasure is such a fun album and such a beautifully complex record that, to the surface level of it and just about all the fun set, and then to dive into it, the musical complexities, I think I should just throw you the congratulations on this, because once again, you've done it.
Oh, thank you so much. That's so kind of you. I'm so happy you're enjoying it. Yeah. Like, it really, really means a lot to me.
So starting with the words, one of the first lines we hear anyway is like, I'm not the same. I mean, that's sort of the mission statement, I feel like, right at the beginning of it. How much of that is personal and like how you're feeling about yourself in that moment versus maybe the perception, I guess, of how other people see you?
I think that, you know, I actually was going to delete that off at the beginning, but my friends, you know, I wrote this album with friends and I felt super safe enough to sort of explore more parts of who I am as an artist. And, you know, that moment after like talking to them and listening to it just represented taking everybody along with me, you know, as I transformed and gave myself permission to enter this age of pleasure. So I guess, you know, super personal, you know, a personal moment that you guys were witnessing as I ushered into the age of pleasure, you know, where we are and giving myself permission to tap in, you know, even further.
Why did you feel like you wanted to delete it at one point?
Well, because it was me literally trying to find the note, you know, find how I was going to say something. And sometimes that's important. Sometimes the process of how somebody gets to become who they are or realizing, you know, who they are is important to see. So yeah. I thought that could be an important thing later on.
Well, also hearing about how, you know, Ali inspired that a little bit. I'm in Louisville. That's where I'm based. So I'm only about a mile and a half, I think, from his burial site right here. And
just legend, icon, just
yeah,
everything, that just everything
continues to inspire. And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Janelle Monáe. And speaking of names, you know, you've got some iconic names on this. I mean, looking at Grace Jones on Ooh La La, Sister Nancy on the French 75, you know, other than just them being complete icons themselves, what do these voices represent? Like, why did you, I mean, is it like a guest list, a dream list kind of a thing?
Yeah, I'm a personal fan. And when I thought about this music, this is a soundtrack to a lifestyle me and my friends live. And we love to celebrate. We love to party. We love to, you know, host parties and you know, have moments where we're playing music across the diaspora. You know, this album is very Pan-African. It's a love letter to the diaspora. And it was only right to include these strong, powerful voices that soundtrack our parties all the time. You can't go anywhere without hearing Sister Nancy bomb in the party, you know, Patra. You know, these are two Jamaican queens who are strong, who are powerful, who are, you know, who are outliers from where they're from. And I love linking up with other outliers.
It's so fun to hear in those little moments, especially in there, because I don't think I'd looked at the track or I looked at the guest list before I heard it. Then suddenly it's like, I know these voices. And then you've got like, if I read this right, Busby Berkeley helped inspire some of the visuals. Is that right?
I love how you read liner notes.
But seeing like some of those images in the videos, it's like, oh yeah, with the legs and everything like that. Like it felt like if that were true, then yeah, I could see it.
Well, you know, listen, art inspires art.
So what was it about
What was it about that era that was inspiring, I guess?
What era was that?
Busby?
Like the 1960s?
Yeah, I knew it was like in the 50s or 60s in those musical eras.
Well, we shot everything. You're probably talking about how we shot everything on film, 8mm, 16mm. Mm-hmm. And that was important for me, for brown and black folks to have that documented in that way. Because when I go back and I look at the 50s and 60s and I look at what was caught of us on camera, it was a lot of violence against our bodies. And not in this age of pleasure, not today. Mm-hmm. You know, we are in our joy. You see us in our joy, and that was important. You see us in a safe space. You see us free of police. You see us free of the heaviness that is going on in the world. And, you know, we honor our past, but we also create a future. And as somebody who thinks about the next generation, it's joy. I wanted to document that joy of dancing, that joy of freedom for us, that joy of liberation for us.
I love that. I really do. And it's so much fun to watch all the things. Of course, you know, I say watch it knowing that, you know, you've got this dual career. I mean, more than dual, I should say, but speaking about the film side of it too, and Glass Onion was so good, and seeing De La Resistance. Is that your next thing? Is that what we're going to see?
Yeah. Josephine Baker. Yep. Yeah.
I mean, Josephine Baker, it's spying on Nazis for A24 is a hell of a
Yeah. Yeah. No, she, I mean, you know, I owe her so much. She's such a incredible, dynamic Black woman who gave so much and was super liberated. She definitely would have been at our parties and we would have been at hers, you know, had we been in the same time frame, period.
I would ask, you know, a little bit further on that, though, knowing it's A24 usually means it's a bit of a heightened level of consciousness or visuals or whatever. What can you tell me about this series? Because it sounds so interesting.
That's pretty. I don't want to say too much, okay. You know, I'm starring in it. And, you know, we'll speak about her as a spy. You know, she spoke 5 languages. She was, you know, not just a singer, entertainer, actor, dancer. You know, she was somebody who really, really cared about the community. She was liberated during a time where women, let alone Black women, could behave in that way, you know. And yeah, that's pretty much all. I mean, she owned, I will say her pet cheetah is intriguing to me. So we got to see like how she lived. Like she owned a chateau and a Bugatti, and you know, she was bisexual and she was just super free. Like, talk about like a pioneer or a free ass motherfucker. Like that was her. And seeing her in that era in Paris and, you know, getting to sink my teeth into that role. Like it's going to be a challenge, but in the best possible way.
And we'll be right back right after this. Welcome back. It's Kyle Meredith with Janelle Monáe.
You know, I brought up at the beginning the musicality of this and how everything just flows together as, you know, another feels like conceptual piece. I mean, when you were putting the music together, how tricky is that to think like it's got to flow? Like, was that always the concept where it was going to be this one big musical piece as well?
Yeah, like we just got really specific about who we were writing it for. And again, this is made with my friends, by my friends, you know, a love letter to us. And centered in joy and celebration. Like I knew I wanted people to take this with them on vacation, or if they couldn't get on a vacation, it would teleport you to one, you know, in your mind and in your spirit and your heart. Listen to it by yourself. Like I got really specific on it, and I knew I didn't want it to be too long. I knew that, you know, it's not about the lengthiness of it. It's about an experience. I always try to take people on experiences with all my albums. You know, and this is no different. And thank you for saying that. I have to give a shout out to Nate Rocket Wonder and to Nana Kwabena and to Sensei Bueno, who all helped me with this project. And of course, you know, you have all the features, the people who came and were a part of it and the musicians, but it just flowed, man. It just really flowed. And, you know, sometimes you catch the flow and sometimes you don't. And I'm just so happy that people are living with it and owning it like it's theirs, because it is. It is now.
Yeah. Well, it's so much fun. And I appreciate your time talking about it today. Such an honor to get to talk to you. And happy 20th anniversary to The Audition, that first release as well. And it's been a hell of a journey with you.
Yeah. Well, we're still, you know, we're still getting started. I feel like I'm reborn, you know. So
right on.
It's so interesting. It's so great. It's so great to still be doing this and making things and making art and being in my joy, because that's exactly where I am. I'm so joyful right now. Take care. Thank you so much.
And my thanks to Janelle Monae. The new album is called The Age of Pleasure. Thanks to you for checking out the episode. I do hope you hit that subscribe button so you can keep up with the full series. Again, you'll get 3 brand new interviews sent to you every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 3 a week, to keep you up to date on your favorite artists, to discover some new ones at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, at NPR, WFPK.org, YouTube for the video versions, or anywhere you get your podcast from. You can subscribe to Kyle Meredith With. And then after that, do me a favor, head over to WFPK.org. That's where I do a show Monday through Friday, starting at 6 p.m. Eastern. We play lots of classic tracks, anniversary spins for the records that's getting the big birthdays. You got the best in new music, lots of music news, bonus interviews. One of my recent shows had the music of Ray Charles and Stevie Wonder, Tracy Chapman, Gabriels, Fleetwood Mac, NXS, U2, Angie Stone, Jay Farrar, Deer Tick, Radiohead, Bjork, Foo Fighters, Jane's Addiction, Kiltro, The Cranberries, Hearts, Jack White, Grace Potter, Death Cab for Cutie, Morcheeba, Karim Bailey Ray, The Clash, Arlo Parks, Brother Strut, and a whole lot more. That's just an example of a recent episode that you can hear again every weeknight at 6 p.m. at WFPK.org. Consequence has your music and film news. You can also catch me on the old social media spots. That's Threads, Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all 4 of them. Exact same address, at Kyle Meredith. So do hope you like and follow along. And that does it for another edition. I'm Kyle Meredith, and I'll see you next time.
Consequence Podcast Network.
It's easy to hear your favorite artist on WFPK from wherever you are. Listen on your smart speaker, live stream from our website at WFPK.org from Louisville Public Media.